That was
Hello.
fine.
Good morning. This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is 9 o'clock a.m. on Thursday, July 10th, 2025. This meeting is being held both in person and via Zoom. Those present in the room will first identify themselves, and then we'll have those online. I am Commissioner John Valentine, Chairman. Commissioner Rockwell.
Commissioner Rebecca Rockwell.
Janelle Collings.
Janelle Collings, yeah. Okay, those online, starting with Commissioner Freskes.
Commissioner Jennifer Freskes.
Deanna Herring, Executive Director.
Jason Gardner, Deputy Executive Director.
Tracy
Nuttall,
Deputy.
A Legislative Liaison. Oh, I'm sorry. I went out of turn.
Oh, go ahead. You're fine.
Mike Lee.
Mike Lee, Deputy Executive Director.
Go ahead, Tracy.
Tracy Nuttall, Legislative Liaison.
John Frank. J. Asper, Executive Assistant.
Frank Hale, Senior Director of Tax and Revenue.
Alex Yurosovic, Tax Economist.
Is there anybody else on? I don't see any others.
I think we got everyone.
Okay, thank you so much. And by the way, we don't recognize Alex anymore. Mm-hmm. What happened to all the facial hair? It's gone.
I got a new little really expensive beard trimmer, and just really to share with you.
You're looking good, brother. Okay, Commissioner Michael Cragen is en route. He's still stuck in traffic. We do have a quorum, so we'll go ahead and proceed with the quorum. First item on the agenda is the public comment period, where individuals or groups may wish to address the commissioners for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to a pending or recently imminent appeal may do so now. Does anyone wish to take advantage of that opportunity? Seeing none, we'll go to the next item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes of June 5th, 2025, and I recognize Commissioner Freskes.
Thank you. I move to approve the open and closed commission meetings of June 5th, 2025.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Well, it passes unanimously. The minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is to approve submission of proposed rule amendments to the Office of Administrative Rules for publication in the Utah State Bulletin. There is, let's see, just the one today. So the one we have today is R-884-24P-66, County Board of Equalization Procedures and Appeals, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 592516, 592-1001, and 592-1004. I recognize Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. The following proposed rule amendments are for the Commission to consider and submit publication to the Office of Administrative Rules. The amended rules will be published in the Utah State Bulletin on August 1st, 2025, and the mandatory public comment period will end on September 2nd, 2025. The first rule is there's only one rule, yep. And that rule is R-884-24-P-66, County Board of Equalization Procedures and Appeals, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated, Sections 592516, 592-1002, 1001, and 592-1004. This proposed rule amendment fulfills a requirement in 2024, House Bill 288, Rollback Tax Amendments, that the Commission make rules to establish the circumstances under which a late filed appeal may be allowed to the County Board of Equalization of a county assessor's determination or denial under the Urban Farming Assessment Act. Under current statute, an appeal must be filed within 60 days of a county assessor's determination or denial. The rule amendment allows an additional extension of up to 60 days if certain requirements are met. This rule amendment matches the extension period currently allowed for the Farmland Assessment Act under Rule 66.
Thank you very much for that explanation. Any questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this proposed rule? Hearing none, Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to submit the proposed amendments to R88424P66, County Board of Equalization Procedures and Appeals pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 592516, 592101, and 592104 to the Office of Administrative Rules for publication in the Utah State Bulletin.
Thank you. I think that the script was wrong and you've corrected the script.
That is correct. Yes.
Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Hearing none, I'll place the motion. Roll call vote. Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. Voting is unanimous. The rule will be submitted for publication. Next item on the agenda is consider publication revisions. And we have Rule 56, sales tax information for lodging providers. It's provided as a public information only. Next item on the agenda is commissioner reports. And we recognize Commissioner Craig now has joined us after a harrowing traffic accident that she had to go through. Not he, but at least.
It was just construction.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah. So the next item on the agenda is commissioner reports. Do any commissioners have a report?
I have nothing.
Commissioner Freskas?
Just briefly, I just wanted to say it was really great to see so many people back in the building and taking advantage of the J-Dogs that we all had. It was great to see people back and talking, and that was all.
Thank you for that observation. Just by way of further observation, the second day of our back-to-office celebrations is today, and myself and the rest of us will be here present today for that celebration. So we're all glad that we're getting all back together again, and it was really fun to walk the halls yesterday and talk to folks I hadn't seen for a couple of years. So it's really nice. Any other commissioner reports? I have one other one, and I'm hope I'm not taking your thunder here, Deanna, but I think it'd be easier if I did it just because of being for everybody to hear. And that is that, as many of you have known, we've been in the process of abandoning the third floor so another agency could use it. As part of the return to work and the flex work schedules, we were able to free up the third floor for another agency. So another agency will be joining us throughout this year. Construction will have to be done first on the third floor to make it suitable for their particular uses. We sent out a general email about it to the whole agency yesterday, and we thought we'd make a public announcement today for those who are listening intently to the Tax Commission's meeting today. Any other commission reports? Hearing none, we'll go to the Executive Director's report. And Deanna, if you want to add some additional information on the moving of cultural affairs into our building, that'd be great.
Oh, thanks. Yep, they will be looking at some construction and looking at the building anytime now. They've sort of already started looking and seeing how they will renovate and do some things on the third floor. And so we're excited to have them. It'll be fun to have another agency in the building. We've never done that, so that'll be fun. And my only other report is that Jason and I are heading down to the Hurricane DMV office and tax office today to say hello to some of our people and bring them some J-Dogs and just check in and say how much we appreciate their hard work.
Excellent. Thank you. But thank you for that. Yep. Anything else to be brought before the committee, commission today? Seeing none, Commissioner Cragen.
I move that we adjourn.
Thank you. Motion adjourns in order. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Rule passes unanimously. We're adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you all very much.
Thanks, everyone.
Do you need us to stay on, or should we hang up?
You can hang up.